Next patient is George White. W-H-I-T-E, White, George, G-E-O-R-G-E. Date of birth is 9-14-51. Date of visit is 10-14-22. Please make a copy for Dr. John Chewning, C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G, D-O, and Chester Kukla. Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Kukla is K-I-K-L-A. K-I-K-L-A. Chester Kikla, not Kukla. K-I-K-L-A. And NP-C. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma and pleural plaques. Next paragraph is swollen illness. This is a 71-year-old male who has had a history of asthma, was treated for COVID-19 infection 2 months ago. The patient has been using inhaled steroids, including Symbicort inhaler, 2 puffs twice a day. And was recently also given a Flonase nasal spray for nasal allergies. He denied any yellow sputum, denied fevers or chills, denied sinus drainage, and he is not short of breath even with exertion. His previous CAT scans have apparently demonstrated pleural plaques, which were stable and and he was exposed to asbestos in the past. While he worked as an electrician, while he worked in construction, Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of amputation of the left thumb and first finger. He also has a history of COVID-19 infection and history for asthma. He has nasal allergies and gastroesophageal reflux. An enlarged prostate. The next paragraph of habits, the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 11 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. worked as an electrician and was in construction in the past, and was exposed to asbestos. Next paragraph. Can you also add in the past history? The past history also includes the right rotator cuff surgery. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had dementia. Mother died of old age. One son had leukemia. Next paragraph. Medalist includes Symbicort 160 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. And Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, Finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Famotidine 40 milligrams daily, and Tadalafil 10 milligrams daily. Next line. Allergies, none listed. Next, system review of the patient. Has no fatigue or weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts, no hoarseness or wheezing. I'm sorry, no hoarseness, but has some wheezing and mild shortness of breath and cough. He has heartburn, denies abdominal pain, so diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising, has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is an averagely built elderly white male, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 97, to weight is 188, saturation 96. HENT abnormal, phallic pupils reactive. Straight away clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. No wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart seems regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor lesions. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, impassion number 1. Asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number 2 is history of pleural plaques with asbestos exposure. Number 3 is prostatic hypertrophy. And next paragraph, plan patient was advised to get a CT chest without contrast. He will also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and a CBC and a IgE level. He will continue with the Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, and add albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. John Chewning, Chewning, and Chester Kickler, Chester Kickler, Kickler is Kikla. SNP-C. F F as in Frank, FNP-C. Thank you. Let's start this up.